This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, I should say welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch you could do up on the website. You can get involved in the conversation. We have a live chat room up on the regular website, realside.com. You can get that Facebook feed where you can converse with each other there as well. There's just a lot happening, a lot going on, a lot to keep up with. So stop yakking and keep up. Anyway, Karen Sigmund was going to join me after the first break. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. And I always appreciate the time that she spends with us. And, you know, this year we're going to have the Heroes of Conscience Awards. Now, she does this as the president of the American Freedom Alliance, obviously. It's here in Los Angeles. Of all places, it's in Los Angeles, right? And so we're going to talk a little bit about how she gets that done, how she gets any support for it out here, because that's a big deal, too. And seriously, if you're in the Los Angeles area, you need to head over to the Heroes of Conscience. Well, you need to head over to the, you know, American Freedom Alliance and check out the event. Because sincerely, I mean, we, you know, conservatives may not do it for this reason. They're not looking for the award. They're not looking for it. But what they are looking for is, you know, they're looking for you to get involved, to get engaged. I don't do this for the recognition. Nobody, well, you know, most of the people I know in our movement is not doing this for the recognition. They want to give you information. They want to impart the info on you so that you can go out and actually do it on your own. Right, so you can be part of it. Anyway, Democratic representative admits that the child migrant crisis was kept quiet. Very quiet under the Obama administration. Anybody shocked? Because I know I'm not. Don't really think about it. There was so much hidden from us under the Obama administration. I'm not shocked. I can't imagine anybody really is. If I could play this, it'd be great. We'll see.
There was, according to the Washington Post reporting, a surging number of unaccompanied minors being apprehended at the border. In 2014, there were nearly 70,000, according to the Post reporting. And that same year, there was this viral image of children being kept in a cage at a detention center. Do you see any parallels here? How different is what we're seeing today from these images?
In many ways, and I think I don't know what image you're using, but I released some of those photos because it was kept very quiet under the Obama administration. There were large numbers of people coming in.
Did you catch that? It was kept, not quiet, it was kept very quiet under the Obama administration. Now, this is a Democrat representative. This is not like a Republican broke the story or it was broken on this news or on this show or any other show like this. So why was there no outrage? What happened?
The Obama administration was trying to keep this quiet, and I don't know which image you're using, but I released some photos that I had gone about those young kids that were kept there. And we're still seeing a numbers. And keep in mind, when they talk about putting some of the young kids in those centers, not all of them are being separated. Some of them are coming alone, as Ed said a few minutes ago.
Now, bear in mind, this is a Democrat, a Democratic congressman opening their mouths as to what's really, truly happening. You know, I'm tired of hearing this stuff where you take the sound bite, you take whatever it is, and you run with it like it's gospel truth right now, right here, right this minute. And you really got to do some of your own research. Like I said, the number they were throwing out, like 12,000 of these kids were ripped away from their parents. Well, that's impossible when 10,000 of them don't even have parents with them.
Some of them are coming on their own, so it's not a matter that every single child that we have in those centers are being separated, because some of them are coming alone. Keep in mind that under the law, you can separate a child if that person, the adult, is not the real parent or the custodian, because sometimes we see situations where they'll bring a child because they know of the policy that we have over here with children, or at least what we used to have. Or if there's a criminal offense, but they're using this no zero tolerance to separate, and that's an area that I think.
So we know that they're not coming over with parents. We know that sometimes the adult with them is not their parent or relative or even a guardian, and they're just using these kids to get into the country to take advantage of our system. Think about that. That's what he said for a minute and 30 seconds. That's what he led up to. And then he accuses this current administration of using the law to simply separate kids from their parents. That's their only goal. That's their only role. That's the only thing they want to do. This is what I've been telling you guys for a long time. This is not equality they want. It's control. It's their way or no way, which again comes back to fascism. The same thing they accuse us of doing is exactly what they're doing in the most classic way, in the most classic terms. How does that work? No, really, sincerely, how does that work? Because this is getting quite old when you go down this road. And like today, having lunch with the. Now listen, I consider him, he's a good guy. Comes at it differently, but he's a good guy. But everything I spoke with him had the mantra, the Dem mantra, on it and around it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Karen Sigmund joins me. She is the president of the American Freedom Alliance. Yes, conservatives actually get awards. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate your time with me. I never take for granted how much little time some of us have or have had. And, I just want to make sure you get the best out of it. I don't want you to just, believe me, if you're tuning in for entertainment, it's the wrong show because I don't sing, I don't dance, and I trip over most of my words. So always a pleasure to have you with me. But I'm also pleased, very pleased, to have Karen Sigmund with me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance, and I always have a good time when she's on with me. Karen, thanks for joining me tonight.
My pleasure as always, Joe. Great to be here.
Well, first we're going to get the business out of the way because conservatives, they don't get awards, right? I mean, they don't do anything right to deserve an award. I mean, come on, turn on CNN, figure it out, lady. But you're having a great awards presentation.
We are.
Yes.
We are. Yeah. And that's a great point. You know, you watch great one, and I'm not really doing much of anything in the Emmys and the, you know, as Evan says, they're celebrating their ability to pretend to actually do things. But AFA really does celebrate. We have an awards dinner every year where we select one or two. This year it's two, what we call heroes of conscience. These are people who have stood up for what's right, not even necessarily for a conservative, you know, viewpoint, but who have then suffered as a result. And this year we are honoring,
No, go ahead. I just say I agree with you. People need to stand up for it. And these people don't stand up for this to get an award. They stood up for this because they believed it was the right thing to do. And I'm so glad you're honoring them. Tell people the two honorees that you got. Well, the honorees.
Yeah, and you're so right. They don't do it for recognition. Everyone we've honored would far rather not have gotten into the limelight. Anyone who we've ever honored over the years did not do this for the limelight, for fame, for anything, but only because they stood up for what's right. Last year we honored David Horowitz for having come over from the left to the right and being such a ferocious fighter. But this year we're honoring Katherine Engelbrecht, who is such a hero. She had started True the Vote a number of years ago when she saw how easy it is to commit fraud and how prevalent it was to commit fraud at elections. And so she started a nonpartisan organization, True the Vote, whose goal was to ensure fair and valid elections and that every vote that should count counts and votes that shouldn't count don't count. Very straightforward, very, you know, clear, nonpartisan, except it brought the full weight and wrath of four of Obama's government agencies on her.
That's right.
It's astounding. The FBI, OSHA, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and, of course, as a perennial favorite, the IRS. And they came at her hammer and tongs, destroyed her businesses, destroyed her life, destroyed her organization. Vicious, vicious politics of personal destruction, which is what the left does. They came at her everything with everything that they have because free and fair elections is untenable by the Democrats.
Oh yeah,
so
no,
we're honoring her, and we're delighted to do that.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm familiar with the organization. They do a lot of great work. They've uncovered a lot, and again, she didn't need this. She didn't need to stick her head out like that and have all this come at her, you know?
No, and when she started it, she certainly didn't expect this. It's like when I ran Rage Against the Media. How can you think that people are going to fight back when what you're saying is you want objective journalism? How is that even an arguable thing? Well, of course, to the Democrats it is. And, of course, to the Democrats, free and fair elections – where only people, you know, whose votes should count. How is this even a thing that you know, it's just shocking with what they brought to bear against her. So we're delighted to honor her, and she's really such a remarkable person. You can watch her congressional testimony that's all over YouTube, and she's just so clear and eloquent and straightforward. Set out to right a wrong, and boom, they destroy her life.
We're honoring her. We still know people today, or I know people today, that are still being persecuted, for lack of a better term, by government agencies for the stances they take. So it's not gone yet, and it's not going to maneuver
it's
yet.
It's certainly not gone yet.
Yeah.
It's not at all gone yet, but Donald Trump's exoneration of Dinesh D'Souza was a huge step, you know, towards starting to right a lot of those wrongs. I don't know how Katherine Engelbrecht's lawsuit is going, but she's still involved in it. And no, it's not over. And there is always going to be tension between government and individual.
Sure.
And I understand tension. What I cannot abide is when government seeks to destroy individuals as they did. But that is the only way the left ever can succeed. It's through deceit. It's through personal destruction. You know, my expression, if the truth were relevant to the left, there would be no left. All of those, they really can only advance individuals by destroying they did individuals.
Yeah, I know. I once in a while that happens. Keep going.
Oh, that was. Yeah,
you were hearing yourself. I was hearing you too. But you know, but to your point,
really smart.
Right. I only have smart people on the show. It's what keeps it at the high ratings it's got. I can't keep them my own. I can't keep them on my own. Anyhow, no. It's really funny because, here, all right, cheap plug time, right? I have a chapter in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, that says, why do they have to lie? I mean, why do they have to cheat to win? And it almost seems like if your product is that good, if you've got the right message, then you don't have to lie about it. Just put your product out there and it'll win.
Right?
They must be worried about their own product.
Exactly proves the point that the only way is by lying, not only about themselves, but obviously about us. The only way. Mm-hmm. You think of a policy that they've advanced, climate change, I don't know, Common Core, Obamacare, just the top three. They lied at every step about every single aspect of each one of these things. They're all about control. They're all about government taking power over individuals, and they're all based on lies and deception.
You mean so it's based on fascism? Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back before. We're going to talk about the guests that she has coming up to the event. And if you're in L.A., we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break, but you've got to go to this. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
What's Alice Cooper's next governor of California? I do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We have two of them. One is over at the website, therealside.com, where you older folks who can't stand Facebook, there's a chat room going on there. They're having a good time in that room as well. And then you get the Facebook feed. So I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me. I always enjoy when Karen joins me. Karen Sigmund is the president of the American Freedom Alliance. I would love when she's on the air with me. This week, she is doing, it's this Thursday, right? It's this Thursday, right?
Wait, what? I missed all the beginning.
Yeah, I know. I hit the wrong button, which is nothing new for me. Anyway, the Heroes of Conscious Awards dinner is this Thursday.
No, it's the 28th.
28th. Well, what's this 28th. Thursday? What am I? I gained a week. Well, thank God.
You gained a week. Yay. Isn't that great? Oh. Actually, there's something pretty great down in Riverside. The Riverside Republican Party is having a big event on this Thursday at the Mission Inn. So
you guys are doing all this stuff. It's just confusing me to no end. All right.
Tell me about it. I'm drowning all in. And actually, I've got a bunch of stuff. I've done something this Sunday at the Warner Center. There's a concert that the 45th Assembly District is having a table at, but I hope people stop by. We'll have campaign stuff from various candidates.
Now, if you're in the Los Angeles area, you just need to know that we're not lost out here. We're not totally lost. There are still some conservative/Republican events going on. But I want to get back to your Heroes of Conscience Awards in the dinner. And one of your guests, one of your honorees is James Damore, which is not person not known as being a outspoken conservative Republican, is he?
No, and I am, as soon as I heard what happened with him, he's the guy who wrote the Google memo.
Mm-hmm.
That was just this absolutely honest, wanting an examination of issues to do with gender and women in science and dealing with all their diversity politics, because they were coming down very hard wanting to
ensure diversity. And all he said was, I get what you're saying, but maybe we should consider, you know, reality here. And let's have an open conversation about how to best achieve it. And they just, if you Google up the James Damore diversity memo, you will be stunned at how even-handed it was, how truthful it was, how soul-searching it was. And throughout it, all he said was, you know, if this is a thing, we really need to have an open and transparent conversation about it. And boy, did they unleash everything on him. Of course, they fired him because everything, right? Yep. And so what we've got just in this double whammy, Catherine Engelbrecht is really the poster child for the Democrats unleashing the agencies of government to destroy an individual. And what James Damore is the Democrats and the left unleashing their cultural and corporate power to silence and crush an individual. And I just feel so strongly about both of these two people who wanted nothing better than to achieve those goals that everybody says they want and yet have been made to suffer for years. James Damore was fired and he can't get another job. He's been blacklisted for his views. This is fascism.
But Karen, we've heard companies that move out of the Silicon Valley area down here, down to Southern California, because they said it's become intolerable up there. You cannot even look like you have a view that differs from those on the left. I mean, they want to create their own little, they want to create their own little left utopia up there, because they really believe. Again, I want to beat up this fascism term, because most people don't even know what it means. But I mean, truly, it's a new fascist universe up there. Right?
It really is. They really are the fascists. Those who cannot tolerate differing opinions, especially in the arena where they're talking about diversity, it is fascist. It's absolutely fascist. It's thought. They're the thought police now up there. And and James Damore really is the poster child of their virulent fascism.
It's stunning. And I'm talking to a Dem today, and we were talking about, you know, all these people want to come here for a better life and all this and all that and what have you. And I said to him, I said, so you realize that when Governor Rick Perry put the Border Patrol down there, that border crossings fell like 40-some-odd percent, right? And I said, the reason he did it wasn't because, and then he says, well, the federal government's supposed to take care of immigration. I said, yeah, but when they don't, you have to step in. He goes, well, I don't know about that. I said, look, whose job is it to put the fire out when your house catches on fire? He said, well, it's the fire department. I said, okay, good. So your neighbor's house catches on fire. You're sitting on the front porch. You've got the ability to put it out. Are you going to look at him and go, hey, yo, Frank, I'll call the fire department for you because it's not my job, right?
Perfect.
Well, that's different. No,
perfect.
It's not different.
Perfect.
Your logic is flawed.
Perfect.
You know, and when you find those immigrants, although I call them illegals, but I didn't want to get his eyebrows up early. I said, when you find them in your house just over the border and they've eaten your food and they've trashed your home, well, what then? And you know what he said to me? Well, maybe they shouldn't have bought the house right over the border. I said, you're serious? That's your defense? That's your reasoning?
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Wow. Blame the victim.
So for a conservative, for somebody who wants to protect their property, he's made the wrong decisions. It's all on him to make the right decisions. But when you break the law, when you decide to do the wrong things, well, you're a victim of circumstance at that point.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yep. It's insane. The amount of weird, twisted pretzeling in their brain to come up with some weird logical argument. No wonder they're such miserable people, because it's just impossible to hold all these conflicting things at the same time. It just is.
I think
it's easy for us. We see a straight line.
Yeah, my next book's going to be called You Can't Smoke Enough Crack to Have That Make Sense. I think that's exactly where it's going to be. Serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's get to Trevor. Really, Trevor Loudon now, too. You're giving him a special award.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. So last year we came up with the American Freedom Award, and we honored Phil Haney. He was the DHS whistleblower who also lost his job. This year we're presenting it to Trevor Loudon, who is one of the most vocal, consistent, eloquent advocates for freedom. But more than that, he is one of the few who really, he spends days and days, weeks and weeks in dusty old libraries researching. He researches how the communists, literally communists, have infiltrated our government. He is the one who exposed Van Jones, if you remember, and actually led to his firing from the Obama administration. Van Jones had been a member of the Communist Party. He's unmasked so many Democrats as being communists. He fights this stuff like crazy. His exposés are used by Rush, by Glenn Beck. And he's very visible. He speaks about this all the time. He's from New Zealand, and he is absolutely passionate about the freedom of this country as being the beacon of freedom globally. He's spoken at a number of AFA events. He's actually an AFA fellow. He is an outstanding speaker, and so he's this year's recipient of the American Freedom Award as just powerful, passionate, effective freedom fighter who's put his own life completely on hold just so he can pursue this day in, day out. He's an extraordinary person.
Yeah, it's a tough place to be. All right, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll hit some of the more current topics happening right now today. Let's see if I can get your blood pressure up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her right back on again, because I don't want to let her linger. I always so much enjoy my time with her when she is on the show. Karen Sigmund joins me. She is the president of the American Freedom Alliance. Karen, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Okay, so before we get lost in wonderful conversation, tell people what American Freedom Alliance is.
Yeah, well, this is a great question. We are a nonprofit organization in Los Angeles, so 501c3 organization that fights for those values that keep this nation as great as it is. Those fundamental freedoms that we have, Western values that contribute to our prosperity and to being our as exceptional as we are. And in particular, we fight against five specific threats, and they are global Islam, radical environmentalism, global governance generally, the corrupt media, and our indoctrination system that the left likes to call our academia and education system. So those are the five main threats that we fight against. And we do this by holding conferences. We hold two conferences a year. We just had one on school shootings that was really outstanding. We're going to have a series on the Bill of Rights. We're going to do a conference on freedom of speech in Europe because it's not a trivial issue. We cover all different kinds of things. We're going to be doing a series on education and where it's gone astray. And then, of course, not this coming Thursday, but Thursday the 28th, we're having our Heroes of Conscience dinner at the Hilton Universal, where we celebrate these people who have stood up for the truth and who have suffered for it. And I was just telling you, we want a big crowd, not just for the joy of having a big crowd, but because these people need to feel the love and support of as many people as we can muster in there. It's not just a dinner. It's not just supporting AFA. It is showing Catherine Engelbrecht, James Damore, Trevor Loudon, we are behind you 100%. We value what you do. We value what you stand for. And we support you in the fight that you're continuing to wage. And I don't think there's really enough of that. And the AFA, that we do this, just, it means so much to me. I love bringing the truth in those things that we do with our conferences. I love that. But having the opportunity to really support, celebrate, lift up these people who have given so much for all of us, it's a tremendous thing. Plus, the evenings are really fun. They're really great. The energy is always fabulous.
No, conservatives are boring, stuffy people. Don't you know that? Haven't you read that?
You walk into these rooms, and there's just so much joy and laughter. I know. We're just, everything that they say about us is wrong.
But listen, I'm okay with it because it keeps people away, and I get to enjoy other people more because you have more time for me. It's all about me anyway. So you know how that goes. Anyhow. No, seriously, those events are always great. They're always informative. I always walk away with information that I either didn't know or reinforces something that I do know. And your videos from the events are up where people actually go back and get them later on if they miss the event. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. Our YouTube channel has all of our videos, American Freedom Alliance's video YouTube channel, everything. I think everything is up now from our last conference. We had John Lott speaking the truth about guns and gun control. We had Dr. Warren Farrell, who was stunning on the issue of fatherlessness. We had Jacqueline Schildkraut, a university professor, talking about the role that the media plays in creating the celebrity culture that inspires a lot of these kids. And we had Kyle Kashuf, one of the Parkland survivors, speak out strongly in favor of the Second Amendment. And we had Mark Tapson, Andrew Clavin. You know, I've left really important people out. It was really an absolutely stunning, brilliant event. And people who, like you were saying, you already know a lot, you go into these things, but I really think we provide such a wealth of knowledge and information that what we aim to do, of course, is empower people to go have those arguments, go have those discussions with people, contact your elected officials, run for office yourself, because if we don't engage, they just keep winning, and we can't do that.
Right.
And a lot of us don't really know how to engage. So
here's where I get to have some fun, because this is my pet peeve, all right? First of all, we all know some of the same people, like Gina Loudon, Anne-Marie Morrell, and a few others, okay? And we go out and we promote events and we say we're going to go, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And you'll have 2,000 or 3,000 people say, yeah, we're with you, conservatives, we're with you. And you go there and 112 people show up, right? And you're saying, okay, really? I mean, I get you have to work, I get all that stuff, but sometimes you got to suffer just a tad. You have to give up just enough if you want to go ahead and make it better. Same thing for me. In my area, we have like 35, actually more than that, elected officials. A bunch of those, a big bunch of those, are school officials, school trustees. And I keep telling people, you want to make changes, don't just elect me to the board. You need to make sure there's a full complement, a full team there. Because
right.
a lot of times,
right.
yeah, right. right? But wait a minute, they don't want to do the work that it takes to run for office
yep.
and get in. So we're not going to change anything till we decide that we're going to hunker down, and you may have to give up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. We talk the talk, and with Facebook, it's really easy to be an armchair warrior.
Yep.
But it serves no purpose at all. We
yep.
do need to show up. If you don't want to organize an event, that's fine. Not everybody's made to do that. But if
sure.
people are organizing an event, go. If people... we need to support one another who do it, and we need more of us to stand up and run and participate in civic governance. We are a government of the people, by the people, for the people. That means we people need to actually do something. It's not enough to just spout on about it. We really have to do what we can.
Well, yeah, and that's it. It's
and,
like,
you know, when we,
it's not easy. You've got to be willing to give up a little bit.
You do, but when you think about what others have had to suffer for us to have what we have,
mm-hmm.
it's ridiculous to even consider that what we give up or suffer is anything. Just think about, you know, George Washington in 1776, the battles that they waged. Think about soldiers in World War II. Think about soldiers... in the revolution, think about soldiers in any war. This is real stuff. This
yep.
is real. We don't have to do that right now. But how much of a hardship is it to run for elected office? It's
you
just
know,
it's
look,
not
I,
for everybody, but it
no.
needs to be for more of us.
But listen, even if you don't, look, you know, you and I know each other, and you know, I run for elected office. I'm running again this year, and you don't
That's
have
so
to
great.
Run for office. I've helped other people run. We can use, you go find a candidate, and don't find a candidate because you like the name or Aunt Martha says he's a good guy. You need to find out about that person. You can send out emails. You can make phone calls. You can run errands. You can deliver signs. There's so much you could do without, you know, doing a, you know, totally committing,
yep.
right? I mean, help the person get in. And then I'm going to say something that people are going to go, Joe, you're nuts. Then you hold their feet to the fire. Don't just send somebody to the city council, the school board, and go, okay, they got it covered. No, you make sure they have it covered. You make sure they're doing the job you sent them for, right?
Right.
Now,
right, absolutely.
Yeah, it's...
Absolutely. It's so easy to step back, and conservatives really do. It's weird. We just think, okay, you know, that's done, and we move on to the next thing. It's not. It never is. And the left understands this, that every single interaction with people is political, that it's
yep.
everywhere. It's in the classroom. It's on the school board. It's on the water board. It's on it's in drama productions that kids put on in school. It's every single thing is political. And we just don't see it that way. But we have to, because when they create, and I think of it this way, they see not only everything is political, but what that means is every single arena of our lives is a battlefront.
Yep.
And if they're going to wage battle on the battlefront, we have to be there too, or we've lost ground. And that's what's happened, is everything is a battleground. We step back and we lose ground, to where we say, oh, they have the schools. Well, yeah, because we let them have the schools. Oh, they have the media, because we let them have the media. Oh, they have Hollywood, because we let them have Hollywood. We let them have all three main...
We surrender to each other. You're
going to
run out of time.
System.
Wait a minute. Real quick, where do they find you, your organization? Quick.
AmericanFreedomAlliance.org.
Find
us.
We're going to put that up on the website.
There.
You got to go this weekend.
Great.
You got to go. I mean, go next week, next Thursday. My God, we'll have two events. We'll have people
next
Thursday, next
Jeff.
Thursday. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. When we come back, yep. we're going to talk about, is America still a Judeo-Christian nation? I say yes. We'll be back in a little bit.